You're listening to Unsolicited Yarn with Faith, a podcast about everything and anything. Pure vibes, pure cruise. Let's get into this episode, baby. Play. We are in season two of Unsolicited Yarn. We bless God. Hi, you guys. I missed you. Thank you for tuning into season two, episode one of Unsolicited Yarn with Faith. I am so excited. I missed you guys so much. Last time we talked was May, and I was going through a lot, and I needed a good break. I could have continued the podcast, but it would have been whack content, and I just felt like you guys deserve proper stuff. So I took some time off. I enjoyed myself this summer. I was everywhere. I was gallivanting, like African parents will say. And I really enjoyed myself, and I recouped. And I know I said I would shoot episodes with people this summer, and I'm not going to lie, I did not shoot Jack. I didn't shoot anything. Like, I will plan, and I'll get there. Enjoyment will carry me, and I'll go. But all the people that I said were going to shoot episodes, don't worry. I'm going to keep you to that word. So I'm going to hit you up, and we're going to shoot something soon. Okay? I didn't forget about you. Don't think this girl's on serious. I was just enjoying, and I needed a break. And I feel very, very refreshed. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope your summer was great. If it wasn't, it's okay. If you're stressed out, just calm down. If you're having a bad day and you're listening to this, don't worry. Feel better. It's a bad day, not a bad life. Okay? So, as you guys saw the title of this episode, it's adulthood tension, aka peer pressure. And I was talking to a friend about how growing up, I was very affirmed in who I was. I didn't do anything I didn't like. You couldn't force me. I wouldn't do it. That's just the kind of person I was. I would go to parties and I would sit in a room. Everybody's like smoking weed. And they'd be like, Faye, you want some? No. And I would sit there and through the whole party, not one puff, not anything. No alcohol. Like, if you know me, I don't drink because I really don't like alcohol, but and some other stuff too. So I was very affirmed in who I was. But the older I'm getting, and now that I'm saved, I feel like it's even harder to say no to things. Like, it's not like I'm doing anything stupid, but I feel like it's harder to say no, even though I know I'm supposed to be doing it right. Because I feel like as an adult, you now have money involved. Like, you can do it, but you know you're not supposed to do it. So it makes it even harder to say no to that person. Because money, they're involved, okay? And there's also tension. So tension is like, it's like slang when, like, you know how people say, oh, they're stepping on your neck. If you don't know what tension is, that's basically like the equivalent of it. So growing up, I used to laugh at mommies that bought stuff to impress people, or they will go certain places and all these kind of things. And I'm realizing, like, bro, it's very easy to become like that because of peer pressure. Like, you see everybody traveling, you're like, oh, I want to travel there, but you know your pockets will carry you there. Or you see this person wearing this, you want to do it. Now, some people actually have the money, oh, I'm not saying that. And I know we're on this whole live your life kind of vibe, do whatever you want. Of course, I'm all for that. Trust me. I like enjoyment better than the next person. But at the same time, you have to make sure you're not being pressured to do it. Because life will humble you quick. So, I think social media plays a role. And I don't like to shift blame to social media. But because at this age, you should be taking accountability for your actions. But I feel like social media plays such a huge role in adulthood peer pressure. I feel like before, you can come into your house and you're fine. Like, you step away from that in the outside world. You don't have to, like, you see people, but it's not really affecting you. But this one now, social media is in your face 24/7, and you just, especially as a young person, it's so easy to feel like you're not measuring up because other people, you feel like at your age, especially another one, LinkedIn is the definition of tension. If you go there, y'all thought Instagram was it? LinkedIn, that place, I actually hate that app. I'm sorry. Like, it's a great app, but you have to take it with a grain of salt because it's very easy to feel inadequate on that app. And like I said about the 24-year-old thing, like, I'm turning 24 this year, and it's so easy. Like, you see 24-year-olds doing this and that and that, and you can get carried away and you feel like you are not where you're supposed to be. And there's nothing wrong with admiring, but you shouldn't be trying to be like somebody. Like, you all have your own story, you all have your own, we all have our own paths, and it's very easy to be ungrateful to God. But really, like, yo, peep, like, how far you've come. Just take a second and think about how far you've come and how far God has carried you, right? So, one thing I would say to survive adulthood and the tensioning and the peer pressure, you must learn contentment. That's something I'm learning in this age. Like, you really, really have to be content, because Oju Kokoro will carry you and you'll be in deep mess by the time you realize it. You have to be content in who you are. You have to be content in your journey. You have to be content with your story. You have to be content with what's in your bank account. You have to be content with your friends. You have to be content with your partner, your dating, or whatever it may be. Contentment is very important. I feel like that's the number one key for life. Once you're content, I feel like everything follows, because contentment encompasses a lot of things. And you must remember that social media is highlights. I always tell people this, even on Instagram, like, people are like, oh, I'm like, guy, calm down. Like, this Instagram you're seeing, I only post what I want you to see. You're not seeing me when I'm crying in my bed. You're not seeing me when I was going through tough seasons. We only post highlights. You don't know what anybody's going through. There's nothing wrong with admiring. We can all admire. But you must remember that social media is highlights. And another thing is packaging and forming. Everybody packages. Packaging, lesson. Like, even this generation with, like, BBLs and stuff, it's all packaging. Everybody packaging, everybody's forming. Yeah, so you must remember that. Like, you come on social media, like, you're feeling peer pressure, and I have to look like this. Now, filter, oh, it's not my real face. It's filter, babes. It's filter. Don't they compare? It's not filter. It's not real. So, looking at all these people, especially with social media and, like, the culture right now with everybody getting BBLs. Like, have you seen black girls getting lip fillers? When did we start getting lip fillers? Like, I'm so surprised. Like, when was that a thing for black girls to get lip fillers? But apparently that's a thing. And I feel like that's peer pressure. Like, it's not just like, oh, buying cars and buying houses before your time and all of that. But is these things that play into it? Or BBLs, that's another pandemic that's happening, or epidemic, whatever. BBLs in the black community, or people trying to, like, first of all, I have a cousin in high school, and I was asking him, I was like, what do you guys actually wear to school? Like, because, you know, our time was like Hollister, Abercrombie, what was the other one, Aeropostale, and then we started slipping into Forever 21. This guy was like, they wear Dior. I said, D what? Dior. These kids are wearing Balenciaga. It might be fake, but he was like, some of them are scammers. I was like, 17-year-old scammers? And it's crazy, because growing up, Instagram had just come out that time. So it was still, I felt like I had some sort of a normal childhood. But for these new kids, the tension is serious. I'm like, why are you 17 trying to wear designer? You're trying to compete with rappers and people that scam on the internet. You're 17, for Christ's sake. Why are you trying to compete? But it just shows the generation that, and what are, like, our younger siblings and younger cousins are growing up in. Like, it's hard. So if you're young and you're listening to this, because I know I have some high schoolers listening to this, don't try to compete with all these people. You don't know where they're getting their money from. Like, look at Hush Puppy, for example, right? Hush Puppy, people saw him buying Rolls Royce, blah 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 blah. Nobody knew where his money was coming from, but to lo and behold, last year everything came out, and I'm sure people looking at them like, oh, this guy had money, this guy had this, this guy had that, I'm not even where I'm supposed to be in. You're trying to compete with a serious scammer? How? Like, where? Like, where would you get the money from? Where can you keep up with this lifestyle? It's not clean money. So, all in sum, keep your eye on your own road. When they say face your own life, face your books, face your, you know that African saying where they say, if they jump off the bridge, will you jump off the bridge too? No, you won't. So face your own life, day your day, let the person day their day. Don't compare unless you get high blood pressure. I'll say it again, don't compare unless you will get high blood pressure. So be content in your own lane. Be content in what you have. Be content in who you are as a person. Your time will come when your time will come. If it's, whether it's a school, everybody's graduating, you're not graduating on time, and so be it. Keep pushing. If everybody get mad, you not get mad. keep pushing. It's not the end of the world. But don't try and be jumping into things. I know a lot of people that did things because their mates were doing things and they regret it today. And that one thing in my life, I never want to live in regrets. Like, that's such a big thing for me. If anything I do, I don't want to live in regret. So, in sum, I'll leave you with this. Day your day as the other people day their day. So you guys, I know this was a short episode, but I wanted to keep it short and sweet. It's a sweet message out to my people. I love you guys. Thank you guys for 800 plays. Like, that is huge. Thank you for sharing every episode. Thank you for listening in. I really, really appreciated this podcast. I always say this, it means a lot to me. It came out in a really, really tough season of my life, and it's been such a good outlet. So you guys continue to share the episodes, continue to tune in, and look out for some more juicy topics this season. I love you guys. Stay safe, away from Delta variant. Bye, be safe. So today's small business shout out is my business, Amwa Merch. So you guys, I ventured into the business world, okay? So I sell unique African inspired cards. So if you're looking for birthday cards, graduation cards, or African inspired bridesmaid proposals or groomsmen proposals, I am the girl for you. So check out our website at amwamerch.com. That's AMWAmerch.com. And tell them Faith sent you. But that's my business, so I guess. But anyways, check it out. Bye. So that's it for this episode of Unsolicited Yan. If you have any questions, comments, or reservations, don't forget to hit us up on our various social media platforms or email us. And don't forget to share with your friends too. See you next time.